This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock and we'll keep it moving through some trending stories here on the Brett Maga Show. We'll read a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. The most attractive women are born in this month, allegedly.
Ooh, when?
October? No.
January?
No. Sorry, girls.
December.
No. May. According to research, the most attractive women are born in May. Now, research analyzed like 5,300 women ages 21 to 23, and they said they like had people judge them, rank them, score them, whatever. And they said women born in the month of May had a higher attractiveness than like September, October, November.
Interesting.
My grandma's birthday is in May. She must be a hottie.
She was a hottie. Anxious Annies almost always send these texts during casual conversations.
What do I send?
Yeah. Sorry if that was weird.
No, I never
said never that. Say that one. No worries if not.
Yep.
Are you mad?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just ignore me? You don't have to reply, but no pressure. No pressure at all. Do you hate me now? And then is this a bad time? Like the text. Is this a bad time to reach out to you? Like instead of just reaching out and people just casually text whenever they have a chance, like they're nervous.
I think I'm less anxious, more crazy after those texts.
Yeah, that's probably true. Can TikTok's bird theory predict your relationship if it's doomed or not?
I'm scared of birds. Keep it moving.
Okay. I was wondering if you had done this with your boyfriend because you are crazy enough to do it, but we'll never find out what it is. Grubhub is offering college students the snooze insurance for sleeping through deliveries.
What?
So if you've ever been to college, you know you've had a late night party session. You're partied a little hard maybe on Halloween or whatever's got going on. You think, man, we should get some late night food, get some food delivered from Grubhub, and then you just pass out. And then you knock on the door and the food never comes. You can actually pay for a $15 future do-over meal in case you pass out and you never get your food and the food is eaten.
Yeah. $15?
Yeah, so it's a $15 free insurance in case you're likely to pass out sometimes.
Wow.
And then they just redo your meal. Genius idea, because everyone went through that stage at one point.
Yeah. Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Has anyone ever done one of those boudoir photo shoots? They say they're super empowering, they're awesome, they're freeing. But then who do you show it to? Who do you see it? Does it get posted on social media for like everyone to see? Is it just for your significant other? Is it for a group of friends? Like if you did a boudoir photo shoot, who did you show it to? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB, one of your best friends is getting married, and she did a boudoir photo shoot. You actually filmed it, shot it for her and everything.
Yes.
Who did she show it to?
So, yeah, I did her pictures and video for her.
She made
her.
A video, too. That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And I got a very interesting text the other day from her future sister-in-law. Saying, like, you have a career in boudoir photo shoots. These pictures are so good. And I thought it was so interesting that she had showed her, like, future husband's sister these pictures of her half naked that she's giving to her brother.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is a little odd.
I don't think it's that odd.
What?
Yeah.
Because I know a couple of people in the world of the boudoir photo shoots. A friend, like, of a friend. So it's not like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Acquaintance, I guess. They shoot these. They do them. They make good money. And at first, like, I, like, followed them on Instagram, like, her, like, photo thing. And I was like, just probably because I'm a dude. I'm like, oh, these things are awesome. And then I'm like, no, I actually get the art behind it. And all the women that comment on this, all of her comments are like, I'm so glad I did this. It inspires other women. I think if you're going to rock it, you rock it. Or you do one or the other. Or it's a gift for your like significant other, which I'm like, oh, this is private. But I feel like if you show a friend, who cares if you showed the sister? Like, you're just proud of what you're, whatever you're rocking.
I've always envisioned that the boudoir photo shoot, or however you say it, would be shown to like all of the like women in the wedding, like all your bridesmaids.
Yeah, okay.
And then to just your husband. I would personally never post the photos online.
Social media?
But I would just like as an intimate moment, maybe at like my bachelorette party, we could like all look through the photo as like the women together and laugh or love it or whatever, but that would be it. So if my sister-in-law were to be at the bachelorette, I feel like that would be an appropriate time, but it's not like I would bring it over to Thanksgiving dinner and put it on the table.
Fair. Yeah, I always wonder, what do people do with them? Like, right? Like, if you post it on social media, like it's there, I guess you're proud of it. If you just give it as a gift, what do they look at it randomly? But I'm always question any like even when we do like our family photos, my wife likes to make these books. I'm like, are we going to go back and look at them? And we do.
Right.
But like, who goes back and like, let's pull out the boudoir photo. Like, I do feel like it's weird. Do you print them out? Like, what do you do with them?
And this is something guys don't do. Okay.
No, yeah, that's true.
I mean, here.
They should start.
Should they? Is that something that you as, would you guys want that?
Yeah, would you like want that? It? Do you think guys would want it? What's the difference?
I wouldn't want a serious one. I think it'd be funny if they did like a monthly calendar and it was
funny.
Oh,
you do think it'd be funny. Okay.
Like funny pictures.
Yeah, there's like ways
not them
to go
trying
about
to be
it.
Sexual. That's going to be an ick.
So it's different for women.
I do think it's different.
I do think women, like, women are sexier than guys. Like, guys, like, are sexy in different ways, but, like, guys are just weird, right? Like, and so I am curious, if anyone's ever done these, who did you end up showing them to? Did you post them on social media? Did you show them? Did you print them? What do you do with them life after the boudoir photo shoot? I think the doing of it, because we had talked about this, and we gotten a lot of callers who ended up doing it, and they love the experience. They were like, it is so powerful. I felt great about myself. So at first I was like, I don't even understand why people do it. And then after taking all of those callers and hearing them from them, I was really inspired by them. I was like, you know what? That makes sense to me. But then what do you do with the photos afterwards? What's life after the boudoir photo shoot? And who gets to see them? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Anyone ever do one of those boudoir photo shoots? Who did you show them to afterwards? Were they just for your significant other? Were they just for yourself? Did you show them to a group of friends? Maybe you post them on social media. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB had shot one of her best friend's boudoir photo shoot, so obviously she was going to see it. And thought it was interesting because it's supposed to be a gift to the future husband, mm-hmm. but then realized that like she was showing it to girlfriends, even showed it to the future sister-in-law.
Yeah, the future sister-in-law sent me a text about it, and I just thought, wow, it's interesting that she showed her these pictures.
If she's a sister-in-law, who cares if she's a friend? What's different?
Because it's meant to turn on her brother.
Well, yeah, but look.
It's weird.
No, she knows they're adults. She knows like, what they're doing.
I feel like if, I don't know if the sister-in-law's in the wedding or not, but like how I view it is like if you're close enough with me to like where you're going to be in my wedding or involved in my wedding, like I feel like you're close enough to see something like that.
I also think it's different if it's like you're showing your brother, like, oh, he was in the boudoir photo. Like, oh, I don't want to see that. It's my brother.
Yeah, right.
But it's you. Like, you're just the same as a friend. But everyone is different. And I'm curious, everyone who's done these seemed like they love them. Jordan, you've done these before?
Yes. So the original want to do it was definitely for my boyfriend to be like, oh, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's these kind of like sexy pictures. I've never been that kind of girl who sent any kind of inappropriate photos or messages. So this was like a really big gift. Yeah. And it sits in the drawer.
That's funny. Yeah. Like, I always wonder what happens. Like, what are you going to do with it? It's not like you could put them out. So it's interesting. So do you regret doing it then since it sits in the drawer?
I mean, no, it is a power boost. I mean, it's a confidence boost because like I don't see my body in those angles. Like we look in a body in a mirror. Mm-hmm. So when you see someone else in like a professional setting show off, I guess, your attributes, it makes you feel confident again. And I think anyone in this world should have confidence for themselves.
Well said. Cool. Do you then show them to people like, look it, I got it? Or did only he see them? Or they just private them?
So only he saw them. A few of my friends saw, I would say, like some of the softer ones. And okay. Then the photographer herself had asked for like permission to post what I would call like, you know, more vanilla, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Like on her social media to promote those things.
Wow. Okay. Good for
you.
That's cool.
Which was like a really big stepping out of a comfort zone thing for me too.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Everyone is super intrigued. So thank you so much for sharing, Jordan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope someone, you know, takes the time to do something for themselves. And even if they don't show anything, it's fun to see what comes out of something.
I love like how, that. You know, thank you so much for the call. I love how you said it started off as like for her boyfriend, but it became for her to see her body and what it's capable of and give herself that confidence she's always wanted. Jasper, you've done this twice and had a different experience about who got to see the boudoir photo shoots.
Yeah, the first time I did it with a partner, and that was a couple of years ago. And the second time was this past summer in New York City by myself. And I actually sent the pictures to my family group chat and my mom printed one out and put it up in the family room.
Wow.
Wow.
Mom printed it.
Pop up.
Was mom like so proud? Is that why?
Yeah. I am trans. So yeah. I think that they're also proud of my journey and what I've done with my body. And I'm really proud of it, too. And so I think it's great to be celebrated that
Holy crap. Wow. I honestly had no idea. And I think this is just such a cool, powerful moment. And I point out like how someone who is trans is under attack on a regular basis right now. And you just to feel proud and your parents to feel proud, so much so that it's like, I'm going to put you up in my home and I love you unconditionally. And I'm proud of who you are as a person.
Exactly. It is. It means the world.
Wow.
And,
thank you so much,
you know,
for sharing.
Like the other caller said, it's great to see what your body can do. Everybody should do it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. If we printed out mine, I'd be like the Tin Man. This is what I could do. Like I can't even bend like oil. Really cool story from Jasper and Jordan just about the power of who we are as people and feeling proud of that. Happy Halloween from the Brett Maga Show. We hope you're having fun and going to have an awesome Halloween. I can't believe it's on a Friday. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Hannah's got exciting things to share in the Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up?
Yeah, a little scary for Halloween vibes. Kidney transplants might just be the new trend in Hollywood. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we've seen Labubu's trend this year, 6-7, obviously a big thing, and now we might be seeing kidney donations trending as well. So actor Jesse Eisenberg is grabbing everyone's attention after going on the Today Show and sharing that he's donating his kidney just because.
I'm actually donating my kidney in 6 weeks. I really am.
Really?
I really am, yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh,
what? Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I got like bitten by the blood donation bug. Yeah, I love it.
That's a big kidney? Jump up, though.
I'm doing an altruistic donation.
I think that's amazing.
Mid-December, yeah.
Yeah, so he calls the procedure like essentially risk-free and a no-brainer. And he says if you have the time and the health to do it.
He did seem like he almost like forced it into the interview. He was like there to promote like Now You See Me 2 or whatever. Yeah. And so he was just like, hey, and he said it so casually, like, hey, by the way, in 6 weeks, I'm donating my kidney. And it was just like he threw it out there. And one of the Today Show hosts was like, my sister actually survived because of a kidney donation, which I thought was so powerful. But he was just kind of like, yeah, guys, just forgot. I forgot to bring this up. Like next week, I'm going on vacation and donating my kidney. These are things I got going on. It was crazy.
Yeah. Apparently, this like idea has been floating around in his brain for like 10 years. And now he's doing it. He wants his family to do it. It definitely was like a random drop. And I wonder if people are really going to start doing this more.
It does seem like something he believes in when it comes to like organ donation and what it can do. And Hannah's right though too in terms of it being something that happens in Hollywood. Remember, this is how Selena Gomez
right.
Actually received a kidney donation from a friend. It wasn't from a stranger. Like Jesse's going to donate to a stranger, but it was a kidney donation that helped Selena Gomez. So this is something that has happened and in Hollywood and has helped people in Hollywood essentially too.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, it's the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. A woman will do this three times a day till they're about 50. What will a woman do three times a day till they're about 50, Hannah?
I think they'll fix their hair. They'll put it up in a pony. They'll take it down. They'll brush it.
Constantly messing with their hair all day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Three times a day, Kevin.
I do think it's fixing something. I think it's fixing their bra. Because by the age of 50, they don't care anymore.
They just give up. Like, I don't care.
Or you're like Hannah and I, and you don't care right now.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I wore one of those.
I'm going to say touch up their makeup.
All right. I think it's a negative thing, guys. Women will do this three times a day. It's probably a negative. I just cannot believe it. A woman will do this three times a day until they're about 50, and then it gets to a point, like Kevin said, where they just stop caring and realize there's nothing they can do. 855-444-6342 if you can figure it out and have any guesses.
Mega Minds.
This is a tricky one for the Mega Mind question of the day. What will women do three times a day until they're about 50? I said, Kevin, you were the closest, which was what?
I totally forgot right
adjust
now.
Your bra.
Adjust your bra. There we go.
Adjust your bra. And you said, because they just stop caring.
Yes.
It is something that you just eventually just stop caring about, but I think it's a hard one. Was there any text messages? No one probably got it.
I mean, people were a little across the board, sharing secrets, gossiping.
Those are not bad guesses. A woman will do this three times a day until they stop caring is complain about their husband. Which could also be gossiping. They start to gossip about their other friends.
They stop doing it after they're 50?
Yeah, they just give up.
I feel like that's when it would really ramp up.
No,
I know.
They just realize they just give up. Like, you know what? I don't even need to complain about it. I think we've covered everything up
until this
point. I was
going to say, my wife is 50. She has not stopped.
Happy Halloween from the Brett Mega Show. Let's fill up our own candy baskets. Let's go trick-or-treating. We're going to do our very own football candy draft.
Boom.
Very fantasy football-like. We will each pick out a candy. That candy gets off the board, and we'll see who has the best bag that you would want to steal from on Halloween. Like, okay, I'm taking from Hannah's bag. I'm taking from Brett's bag. We're going to do a candy draft. These are the best Halloween candies that you could pick out. So if you looked at a bucket, like, this is the number one pick of the draft. Let's go around the room. We'll give Hannah the first pick.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm taking Reese's
Eggs. Baby, then Kevin, then myself.
Reese's Eggs?
For Halloween?
Yeah, the
Reese's
little pumpkins. Eggs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the pumpkins. The Reese's pumpkins. Well,
eggs is different.
Yeah, eggs is different, right. My friend.
Wow, yeah.
What's the, no, they're
the
not.
Easter
no, Easter. There's a pumpkin, there's a tree, and there's an egg, and they all taste completely different.
They all are.
And they
different.
All are.
Great, give me the pumpkin.
Oh, I don't know. That's not as good as the egg.
Yeah, that's a
it's
terrible
not.
Choice.
The ratio is off.
Well, you're not getting the egg on Halloween.
Yeah, you can't get the egg on Halloween.
Well,
but
you could. It's not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a old. Year old.
All right, Hannah's taking pumpkin right off the board. Okay, AV, your second.
Okay, I'm going to go with something I think is very underrated, Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy with your first pick?
That's a good one. My sister's obsessed. Yes.
See, right. That's not a very good strategy. She could have gotten Laffy Taffy in the
I'm
last
I'm not thinking
round.
Strategy. I'm just thinking, what do I want right now?
All right, Kevin.
I'm grabbing Skittles.
Have Skittles em. Off the board. Have all right, em. I get two picks because I'm last, so I'll kick off the second round. But my daughter is going to be a sucker for Halloween, so I'm taking suckers for my first pick off the board.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm taking, which is my favorite candy now, and I think is actually better than the Reese's pumpkin, and it's Kit Kats. I like Kit Kats.
Oh, that's
Kit
a good
Kats.
Call.
Taking
that's
suckers cool. and Kit Kats off the board right now.
Yep.
All right.
You know, she almost cussed.
Yeah, that really made her mad.
All right, Kevin now goes.
Oh,
yeah, hey.
You got the first pick. You got to do whatever you want. You got to pick the Reese's.
Pumpkin. I don't regret
it. I'm taking the standard Hershey bar, man. Come on, that's a classic.
Kevin,
that's a
no,
classic.
Gross.
No,
what?
No.
I'll eat it, but.
Really? Well, you're wrong.
All right, Laffy Taffy girl. AB, you're up.
I'm going to go with Starbursts.
Starbursts? I think that's a good sweet snack. All right.
All right.
You get two. This is going to finish up your team. Three rounds.
I'm going to go underrated, but very good. Crunch bar.
I had Crunch Bar lower. There's a bar that I want on there that I think is a better version of the Crunch Bar. I'm trying to get it late with my last pick
here. Last one. Twix bar.
Twix. All right, so, okay, AB.
I have all chocolate. This is my last one.
You didn't draft. See, no strategy yet. This is your last pick.
I'm going to say Milky Way.
Blech. Oh, that's a good one. That was a good choice.
See,
I love those.
All right. Kevin.
Well.
Don't even say it.
I'm going with the peanut butter M&M's.
Oh,
A peanut butter M&M.
Yes.
Okay. No, no houses pass that out. Too many allergies.
No, you get the peanut ones in the yellow bag. You get the regular ones in the brown bag. And then the orange bag is the peanut butter M&Ms. I'm grabbing that one.
Guys, I'm torn between two. So, because someone has taken Starburst?
Mm-hmm. I took Starburst.
I'm like, okay, like I didn't cross out Starburst, but I thought someone took it. Okay. I'm torn between two. And it's the better version of the Crunch Bar, which is the Take 5 Bar. Got the chocolate, the pretzel, the caramel.
Julian, that's
Take Five Bar is probably what I'm leaning towards, but I'm torn because I like gummy worms, and I think gummy worms are underrated.
Represented.
Yes, but I'm going to take the Take Five Bar.
Yeah, gummy worms are to me.
See, I like gummy worms.
I like the sour ones.
I want to win, so I just feel like now. Look at this well-rounded team. I'll go with my team first. Suckers, Kit Kats, Take Five. Everything is represented right there. That's a high-quality team. Hannah, what's your team?
For all of you Chocolatte lovers out there, Reese's Pumpkin, Goat, Crunch Bar, Goat, Twix, Goat.
Oh, that's a weak
team. She's not trying to sway you at all.
Maybe.
Okay, mine is Starbursts, Laffy Taffy, and Milky Ways.
You feel good about that team? Because I feel like...
I would feel good about
my
this.
My teeth
Starburst
hurt looking
Taffy
at your team.
Are like the same thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I love them.
Right, I come out strong with Skittles.
Yeah.
I think I end strong with peanut butter M&Ms. You guys think Hershey's, the regular Hershey bar, are weak.
I do think
I'm telling you, it's a standard. People love them.
All right.
They love them.
We'll see who people think is better. If I got a basket full of any of that candy, I'm still happy.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Hopefully you enjoy trick-or-treating with your kids today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.